Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Blooming Girls Podcast. Hi guys, how are you doing? Feels like it's been a while since I said that. Now I say that all the time after it's been a while since I said that, but how's everybody doing? How's life going for everyone? Hope you're having a splendid start to your day, or middle of the day, or end of your day, depending on whatever time they're listening to this. Hope you're doing well. I'm doing well as well, because I know some of you are probably asking in your mind. Yeah, I'm doing well though. It's just hot as usual. For those of us that live in Nigeria, we're just waiting for the heat to subside. It's so interesting. Like, I'm Yoruba, and you know, Yoruba people, for those of you who know anything about Yoruba people, you know how extra they can be in terms of greeting. Typically they'll be like eku heat, as in, I don't even know the translation of that. Eku heat, as in, I actually do not know the translation of that. That is a disgrace. But it's basically like a greeting about the heat. So they would basically say eku whatever issue we're going through in terms of, let's say it's COVID. So during COVID, it was like eku COVID or eku corona or that kind of thing. Misha, I greet Misha, basically. And I cannot tell you what it translates to. I don't know. My head, right now, my brain cannot translate it. Anyway, hope you guys are doing well. My name is Tony Sani, and this is the Blooming Girls Podcast. Should you be listening for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Where have you been? We are three seasons in, and we've been having a swell, swell time on this side of the internet. So without further ado, I'll get right into it. Today's episode is basically talking about not speaking from your pain. So essentially the point is to process your pain. And this really stemmed from a place of over the weekend. I had seen a post. Somebody had, you know, put up a post about something, and something I could relate to, and I wanted to respond to her and be like, oh, this, based on my experience. But at that moment, I felt like the Holy Spirit just checked me, and it was like, as much as I really wanted to say it, because you know, sometimes when something is so deep on your chest, and when maybe somebody has hurt you or you have gone through a painful experience, and now it's time for somebody else who potentially could go to a similar experience, it's always heavy in our chest to respond and be like, ah, don't do this, so people are this, so don't do that, if you do this, this is gonna happen, that kind of thing. But sometimes the advice that we give may have been legit and valid in the situation that we went through, and the feelings that we felt were valid. However, the advice that you give somebody could potentially be damaging to them, right? So let me give you an example. For anybody who I don't know if this is a popular thing across Africa or across the world, the Middle East, but particularly I've heard it in the African context, where a lady could be getting married, and you have some family members that will come and say, oh, you know, keep your finances from your husband secret, don't let him know how much money you have, you know. Basically the where they're coming from is a place of, okay, savings, in terms of, okay, when there's a rainy day, at least you have something to back yourself up with, and you have like your protection, that kind of thing. But, and I know some people will be like, yeah, that makes sense. But in reality, does it really make sense? Because when you marry somebody, you are coming into oneness with the person, and this is obviously relating to people who marry people with sense. So obviously you're supposed to marry somebody that has sense. For non-Nigerian listeners, when I say somebody that has sense, it means that somebody that has a good head on his shoulders, good head on his or her shoulder. So you obviously marry somebody that is sensible, basically, and that's the point. So you should be able to trust the person enough to be like, okay, this is what I have, this is what you have, and you know, you're aware. I mean, people have joint accounts, people have all those kind of things. However, there is a large silent group of women who would encourage you, older women who will come to you and say, oh, you know, don't let him know how much you really earn, Don't let him know how much you really have. You know, keep this money aside. Don't let him know. And it is potentially damaging. Because I remember there's this story on a podcast where, some of you may have heard this, where it's on a popular podcast where this girl was supposed to, so this couple had just recently gotten married, and I believe the house that they wanted to move into, it was a more comfortable apartment, and it cost a certain amount, right? Now the guy had some of the money, he didn't have all of the money, so I think he had asked her, like, okay, what do you have, let's put things together, let's move into this place. And she was like, oh, she doesn't have anything. Either she said she doesn't have anything, or she only disclosed a tiny amount. So eventually, I can't really remember, either they missed out on the house, or I think they missed out on the house, I can't remember the story, but they didn't end up moving into the house. And then one day this guy finds out, he just happens to see an alert, like a credit message on her phone, credit alert on her phone, and he sees that she had 23 million naira in its certain account. So I think the house was going to cost them like 10M or something like that, excuse my memory, but basically, let's imagine the house is going to cost them 10 million naira to move into. And this guy had maybe 7 million. He needed just a little more. And she said she didn't have. And now this girl, he turns out to see that she had over 20 million naira in her account. And he asked her, like, baby girl, what's happening? You have all this money in your account and we missed out on this house. And blah, 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 blah. And she was like, it's my money. Like, my parents gave it to me. That has nothing to do with us. Like, that's my personal money. And when I heard that story, I know there was a lot of dragging and she got a lot of heat online for it. But it was something that I could understand from this point of view, where somebody would have told her that this money is yours, keep it for yourself, save it for yourself. And so it's like, it's that thing where you say, his money is ours and my money is mine. At the end of the day, as much as those things sound sweet, those things sound nice on social, you end up betraying somebody's trust. So now that marriage is potentially damaged. There's some men, he might be a really great guy, but there's some men that get really, really upset and triggered by things like that. And it could go both ways. So it's not as if I'm supporting men or anything like that. Because when people say there are some men that people get really riled up, I'm like, why are you supporting men? And there's a whole other sermon in that. Because I think we need to understand that when you're getting riled up, generally by anything that looks like men are succeeding, you have a problem. Do you understand? And we don't want to accept that, but you have a problem. And that, anyway, let me never get into that. But anyway, so this is what happened. So basically, and I feel like that stemmed from that. So now, whoever may have given her that advice, should she have gotten advice? If she's not just a selfish person, let's say she has gotten that advice, which is save your money is yours, blah, 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 blah. Now, the person might have been telling her from a place of security, just in case anything happens, da, 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 da. But now she has potentially caused damage in her marriage. She has potentially caused mistrust in her marriage. And for what? Do you understand? It's one thing to disclose the money, and she could have disclosed the money and she could have started not to share. That's her problem. It's a different problem. She's just a selfish person. But when you do not talk about it at all, I mean, you guys get where I'm coming from. Do you understand? Just an example of how those advice tend to damage women. There are some other women. I remember when I was in secondary school, and I think I was in SS1 and SS2. And there was this girl who was talking about how, even at that age, we were probably like 14, 15. And she was talking about how, you know, she was just going to get married to an older man. And it wasn't like, she was basically talking about getting married for money and not getting married for love. And it was something that her mom had already ingrained into her. And it didn't matter the age, or it didn't matter. All that mattered was to get married for money. And it's not about suffering. Now, her mom might have told her that because her mom might have gone through a tough time in marriage. Maybe she married a guy. I mean, there's so many sub stories out there. There's so many stories. And she's telling her daughter from a place of pain, because she's like, I don't want you to go through what I've gone through. But that daughter can go and marry somebody that will potentially make her life horrible, make her life hell, because she married for money. Do you understand that kind of thing? Her life could potentially be so much worse. Do you understand? And for what? For money. Yes, I understand the world is hard, the country is hard, but you need to be able to understand and process your pain. Now, this thing is a two-edged sword, because you have the people who are dishing out the advice from pain, and you have the people who are receiving it from pain. Now, talking from people who are dishing out from pain, and everybody has pain, everybody has hurt. Do you understand? Everybody would have hurt you from one place or another. Guys could have hurt you, you could have done this, and people are like, I don't have any this left, I don't have any patience left, and da 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 da. Don't talk to this, don't do this, don't this. And then, where is your advice coming from? That's my point. For every advice that you give somebody, for everything that you say to somebody, you need to understand, where is this coming from? You need to be able to check yourself, check that voice, check that spirit. Where is this coming from? If you truly love someone and you truly care about them and they are giving them advice, think about it from all angles. Yes, this bad thing happened to you. Yes, you don't want it to happen to them, but could this potentially lead them astray? Could this potentially lead them into trouble? You need to think about it. Do you understand? And process your pain. Don't pass your pain on. Process it, because a lot of the times, like with social media content, a lot of things online, it is people just passing on pain. I will never have a child, I will never get married, I will never do this. Where is it coming from? Do you understand? Where people have ideologies that they have stuck and ingrained in their mind, and they don't even know where it came from. They probably just saw it online, everybody's talking about it, and it's trending, it's, you know, positivity, women positivity, blah 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 blah, and you just take it. Meanwhile, it's somebody else's agenda, somebody else's pain that you have carried. Do you understand? And sometimes people even heal from that pain, the person moves on, and now you're like, ah, but I thought they said this, I thought this person said that. No, you need to be able to think for yourself. For every pain, for every advice that you receive, you need to think about it for yourself. Do you get? Like, I mean, this might be completely unrelated, but there was somebody had, you know, some, you know, when Nigerian aunties say, oh, you've gained weight, blah, blah, blah. And then somebody's like, oh, next time a Nigerian auntie says, oh, I've gained weight, I'm going to tell her, well, watch your husband, or focus on your husband instead of me, something like that. But in my head, I'm just like, it sounds like such a nice and witty comeback. Oh yeah, it's gonna trend, you're gonna look, you know, like you're sharp mouthed and whatever. But like, what is that? Do you understand? We're already building rhetorical situations in our mind. We're ready to clap back, and we're ready to do this, and we're ready to do that, and we're ready to do that. And it's just like, yeah, somebody calls you fat. Yeah, somebody did it, but like, process your pain. Okay? Because yeah, just process your pain. That's the point. Instead of spreading it, process your pain. I understand, and I've been there personally. There are many times where I used to process clapbacks when I could be in a place of, you know, the deepest and darkest trenches of my emotions, and I'm just thinking, oh, if somebody says it to me, this is what I'm going to say. Just process your pain, because at the end of the day, in all that higgy haga and jiggy jaga that you're doing in your mind, you are literally in a prison. You're in a prison of pain, and it makes sense. It sounds fun. Some people might encourage you, some people might call you this, that, da, 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 da. Oh, this one is that, but you are the one in pain. When everybody goes away, when all the retweets are gone, when all the lights are off, when all the likes are not there, you are the one in pain by yourself. And sometimes people can see it. People can read the energy, but nobody's going to say anything to you, because really, some people don't really even care. Do you understand? So you have to care for yourself. You have to be your first fan, your first root for yourself, and just process your pain. That's just all I have to say today. I just really need us to process our pain when we're dishing out information, and when we are receiving information. It will really, really help us on the long term, and to make us happier people. Because if you can go through that pain and you're able to come out from it, you will learn better lessons, and you even be better off in to your friends than, oh, ha, this one, don't trust people. See, let me tell you something. Let me even touch on that. I have experienced a lot of hurt a lot, especially over the last year, a lot of hurt. And I can tell you that it's easy for me to come here and say, oh, don't trust XYZ, don't trust this, don't trust this. People are like this, people, and I was there. But it got to a point where I'm like, you have to be able to trust people. You need people. You cannot be on an island. A lot of times, a lot of us, people say, I don't have any friends, I don't trust friends. And that's another thing. Some people will say, they don't have friends. You don't need friends. All you need is your family. That's all you need. That's all you need. Those are the only people that will ever only be there for you. Yeah. Some families still bite each other in the back. Do you understand? Good. There are good people out there. You just need to identify them, pray for them, find them, and then keep them. Put them in your pockets and keep it moving. People will hurt you. Those people might still hurt you. Do you understand? It might not be like, you know, grave hurts, but they might, you know how friends are now. No, nothing is really perfect at the end of the day. Even if you marry, you can marry somebody and you cannot make the person you marry your all and your best friend and your all that, your almighty. It's not gonna work. So you still need other people in your life. And I feel like sometimes that's why we romanticize marriage, because like we want my own person. Okay, you get your own person, what's next? You have no friends. So what are you going to do now? You cannot suffocate your own person morning, afternoon, night. Morning, afternoon, night. There's nobody you have to talk to. It's not nice. Do you understand? Even the other person will be like, please, eh. And it's not everything the person is even interested in. It's not, see, eh. It's just really multifaceted. And I hope you can understand what I'm trying to say. Is that for anybody who feels like, who may have received advice about, you know, people, and you know, you get hurt by people, and it's like, you know, there's nobody else out there, just trust your this. Family is great, family is fantastic, and if you have a good relationship with your family, that's fantastic, that is beautiful. However, God did not make us to be islands. There are amazing, amazing, amazing people out there. There are amazing communities. There are people that you need. We need people. Do you understand? I've had a very rough emotional past year, and it was people that I went to go and vent to. I'm not even gonna lie to you, I didn't have many people, but I had 2-3 people that I would go to their house, I would call them, and I'm just crying my eyes out. They may not have what to say, they may not know what to say, but just to know that you had people, do you understand? Just to know that you have a backing, you have friends, it really, really makes a difference. And for anybody who's struggling with friendships, I pray that God connects you to amazing people. And you also pray about it yourself. I pray that you are connected to amazing lifelong friendships, because obviously as we get older, it's also more difficult, but it is possible. There are amazing people out there. Go to socialize in church. Don't just run after the grace. After the end, you're out. Of course, they're not going to make any friends. Do you understand? Yes, people in church hurt people, but like, that's people. People are going to hurt you anyway. So you have to be able to filter it out. Find the good people. Find your people. Because another thing is, sometimes the people we're chasing is, we're chasing famous people, or we're chasing people that seem like an aesthetic. And I heard about this recently on a women's conference that I attended, I think last week, 2 weeks ago now. And she was talking about how a lot of people, because of social media now, people are comparing their friendships, and it's like, oh, I want my friendships to look like, oh, girls trips and this, all this cool. You may have maybe a cool Instagram friendship goal or whatever group of girls that you're looking at, and you're like, ah, there's nobody around me that can do this kind of thing, or there's nobody around me that can do this kind of, and you're following, facing aesthetic. It's not about aesthetic, my darling. It's not about aesthetic, because some of those aesthetics, some not all, they are not real. Do you understand? It's also for social. Okay, they have found somebody that can fit into that lifestyle, but the friends that they really have are not on social. Like, I think about one of my closest friends, she's not online. Like, she will see my story here and there, but she probably, the last time she posted was probably in 2020, maybe, if at all, in 2020. She's got a marriage, nobody knows, she's not on social. And I'm not gonna disfriend her or unfriend her because she's not on social, or she's not doing content creation, or she's not popular, so that we can do friendship goals. No, who cares? Do you understand? I'm not going to start friending somebody because they have plenty followers, so that it can look like, oh, I belong. Because sometimes a lot of us have low self-esteem, And I'm digressing a lot, but I feel like somebody needs to hear this. But I feel like sometimes we have low self-esteem and you're looking for something that will make you, you know, that will elevate you, that it's all about a level staying. It's all about, you know, being this, you know, the in girls. And you see, my darling, that's not real life. That's not real life. It's not about the in circle or the in crowd. Make your own friends the in crowd. Do you understand? Make your own friends the in crowd. You may not be able to do girl trips, but you can go to the mall. You may not be able to go to the mall, but you can go down the road. You can get suya. You can get... thinking of that. I've not had suya in a while. Another digression. But you get what I'm trying to say, ladies. And without veering off again, like I often do, I hope that this episode has been able to inspire something in you and has been able to, one, help you to process your pain and understand the importance of processing your pain. One of the biggest importances, or one of the most important things, one of the most important things about processing your pain so you don't spread that pain in the name of love. Do you guys think about how many women have been damaged and because of, you know, some advice that they have received? Women and men, because I know we've got some blooming boys, you know. I mean, you see, you know, I go through some, you know, blogs and, you know, a lot of comments on the blogs these days, and the misogyny with a lot of Nigerian men, I think African men in general, is deep because a lot of them are going through pain. So when I see Nigerian men being misogynistic and just being terrible, a lot of the times I just see a lot of hurt men, like boys. I see damaged boys. I don't see misogyny. I see misogyny, but like, you get what I'm saying? At the root of it, I can see that this person has just been damaged. And it's also from this same advice thing. Do you understand? One person will go through this and say, girls, all they want is money. My girlfriend left me for money. And then now we just pass it around and say, all these girls want is money. We all know that it's not every girl that wants money. That's just the reality of it. We all know that not every girl is a baddie. We all know that not every girl has 10 guys unhappy. It's not every fine girl that is... Do you understand? We all know the reality and all these things that all these some men keep in their mind. It's not true. Do you understand? But they have been hurt and they are just spreading their advice, and it goes both ways on both genders. And unfortunately, you know, men tend to be very, very, women too, to be honest, loud with their opinions. It goes both ways. All of us were the same. We're all equally, I mean, people whose mentalities are equally messed up. So in order to stop this cycle, everybody should just sit down, process their pain, and just get their acts together. Pray. And just fix their life. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you took a lot from it. As usual, you can follow me on Instagram at TONI_TONSS and the Blooming Girls Pod on Instagram. I see a lot of comments on Spotify and I haven't responded to them, not because I'm ignoring you, just because I'm not really a techie. And what I mean by this is so it's basically some software thing. So I'm not currently able to access my comment section on Spotify, but I am working on it. That's just the point. So I'm so sorry for anybody who might feel like I don't respond to my comments on Spotify. I'm working towards accessing that directly, and I will be able to now respond to you guys. But as usual, like I always say, please, I am on Instagram, reach out, and these are my handles. Feel free to reach out and I will respond to you. Best place to get to me is on Instagram, not on Spotify. Please, all right? Thank you so much, guys. Hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And yeah, this has been the Blooming Girls Podcast, and I, forever your host, Oluwatoni Sunny. Thank you so much and have a fantastic time. Cheers to you, Blooming Girl. See you next time.